of wine, then it's possible that min hastam he agrees one tenth could be bad stuff. That's what my third. That shani chavi is to call the chat chamru. For the more vatani Reb Zvid, the very boishio mativ shoyain ani meichlecho. If somebody says I'm selling you a cellar of wine, that means a whole cellar full of wine, barrels of wine, mativ shoyain ani meichlecho. You have to give him 100% good wine. So again, it's a steer to the rice, or you want to change it, it's a steer to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says 10 barrels could be bad. So Gemara says, let's see, that's what it was Zvid learns again. Tony Rebbe Zvid, the Rebbe Yishev from the price of Rebbe Yishev, that again, Matav Shirem, Ani Mechlecho, Noisem Lo Yan Shekul Yofa. Matav Zeh, Shoyan Ani Mechlecho. Let's say I say clearly, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, as if to say, take it as is, then, then also you have to give him the whole thing good, then, Taka, you have a right that 10 barrels could be bad. So this price is a little bit different than the price before. Here it's mashmi, even though you say, like, I'm selling you this, this cellar of wine, still you can't jip him, like there can't be more than 10 barrels wrong. So a korban like this price, so that could be pshat on mishnoso. Then the mishnoso could be talking about in this case. Then it's just a steerus in the prices, but there still will be a good pshat on mishnah. That when a guy says, "I'm selling you this cellar of wine," you know what this cellar of wine means? Like minastam, it means that 90% of it is good wine, and it could be 10% of it is bad wine. That could be. So for nosen loy yain shakuliyo for makabelol of esther kaisus lameya, that you have to accept 10 bad barrels. Yeah, the zeu oitzer shoshana chacham mishnah seinu, and that's pshana mishnah. So according to this price, it's a little bit different than the price before. According to this price, the Mishnah is talking about where he says, I'm selling you this mark of this barrel of wine, and this cellar of wine, still, one-tenth could be okay. Could be not good. Yeah. For the Mar Elamas Nisinami, Diomaleze, so you have to say, what did our Mishnah also says the word Zeh? So Lechura, Kasha, Diomaleze, Kasha Zeh Azeh, so then there's a theorem of two prices, like we're saying. One price says that when you say, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, it means as is. Even if the whole thing is bad, you have to accept it. And now you're telling me the other price is not like that. Like Shana Mishnah is, when I say, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, still, Menastam, it means that at least 90% is good wine. It could be 10% is bad. So Vaitachur, it's a theory on the prices then. The Chur Akasha is out there. The Marlai Kasha. Hod Yomalei Lamakfe, Hod Yomalei Lamakfe. If the guy says, I want the wine for a dish, I want to put it into a dish. It's not that I want to drink the wine, but I want to use it to put it into a dish. Rashbam says, Hod Yomalei Lamakfe. Price of the Reb Zvid, Shoma Yayin, Litzorech Lahatim Meichel, Vitel Techat Hashani Mechlecho. If the guy speaks that I want wine to mix it into my food, to put it into my meat, to put it into the Cholent Techreis, Tainu Yayin Toiv, then Tak, you mean good wine. Umiskayim Harbe, Shemat Mat Mistafke Mimenu, you use only a little bit at a time. It means you have to give good wine. And it also then that I have to give you at least some good wine because you want it for food. And if you're not just drinking it, you want it for the food. It means you want to give good taste into the food, so you want good wine. So then, even though you said I'm buying this barrel of this cellar of wine, but if you say I want it for food, we say then you do not mean I'm taking it as is. I can't mean as is, as if to say even if the whole thing is bad, I'm still accepting it. But I'm saying it clearly, I need it for food. It won't taste good. So then it'll still like our Mishnah, then the svar is you need at least 90% of good wine, and then even though 10% is no good, then it's all right. But Zed Layom Lamakfe. But if he did not say he wants it for special use of food, then the pshat is just time he wants to drink it, so then the pshat is you're accepting whatever he's giving you. Then when I say I'm selling you this cellar of wine, it's like saying I'm selling you as is. And as is, we're not talking about that it's vinegar, you know, you can't drink it. We're just talking about it's not such good wine. But Lamaise, you could drink it. So therefore, you mean to accept even the way it is. So therefore, there's no steer in the prices. Like, it partially depends exactly how did he say it. How bad did he speak out?
So again, look how short the Yomer Lamachva, hard the Yomer Lamachva. The Rav Zvid, the Yomer Lamachva. Rav Zvid's case where he says, it has a halacha that 90% has to be good, and only 10% could be bad. That's where he said clearly, he wants it for food. Then you have to give good wine. But Brisa, the first Brisa, that was mashma when you said, I'm buying this cellar of wine, you're accepting the way it is, even though the whole thing is bad, to l'yomre l'makfe, you did not say that you want it for special food. Then the pshat is, you're buying as is, whatever they give you, it's okay. Hilkach, therefore, Matir Shoyayin Fiyomale Lamakva. If the guy says, listen, I have a cellar of wine to sell. That's what the seller says. And the buyer says, Fiyomale Lamakva. Listen, I need it to put it into my chalent, to put it into my meat, to my stew. So then, Naisim Layayin Shakula Yafa. You have to give him taka wine, the whole thing that's good. Because here, you're saying Matir Shoyayin. You didn't say Zer, this. As if to say the way is. You said clearly I want a cellar of wine. And you also said that I want it for good purpose. And that's like saying clearly I need 100% good wine. And if anything is bad, you get your money back or he has to give you good wine. Right. Now, what about if the guy says, if the seller says, Martis ze shoyayin, I have this cellar to sell. In other words, that's a little bit mashma as is. I'm not telling you it's 100% good. I'm telling you I have this wine cellar to sell. That's what the seller says. The omele, now the buyer adds on and says, listen, okay, but lamakfe, yishno, I need wine to put into my stew. I need wine to put into my good food. Therefore, the locher is, noisum lo yayin shakula yafa. At the end of the Mishnah, you have to make sure that at least 90% is good wine, or mekabalol of esa kaisos lemeya. Then tak esas for the Mishnah that you mean to accept upon yourself 1/10 of no good wine. But since the guy said this matif of wine, so like you, that is saying there is maybe something not so good, and you're accepting it. Therefore, that would be the case of the Mishnah. What about the guy says, Matir Zesh Oyayin? The seller says, listen, I have this cellar of wine to sell, which is mashma, take it as is. And the one that buys it does not speak out any special condition, he does not say he wants it for a special stew, then alocher is noisum lo yayin and imkabachanus. The sale goes through, even though all the wine is D-class, like sold in a regular store, it's not fresh wine, still it's a good sale. Because the Meicha told you, I'm selling you this cellar. With this is mashma, the way it is, don't bother me. I'm telling you clearly, take it as is. And you did not make any special conditions back. So then, Taka, that's the last case. So in such a case, everything is taken care of. So the kids say, well, Miyasha, the Bryce, Miyasha, the Mishnah, and Prussian fans, how you speak out things, how people talk it out, that's how it goes, Minastam. All right, let's turn it over. Now, Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be, though, Iboilu, who, Martiv, Shoyayin, the guy says, I have a cellar of wine to sell you, for Loyomale Lamakza. That the seller says, listen, I have a wine, a cellar of wine. He doesn't say this. He says a cellar of wine, which is mashma, good wine. Now, the buyer does not speak out and say he wants it for special purposes. My, what's the locha? Does he have to give him 100% good wine, or would he have the din of our Mishnah that 10% could be bad? So in this, the Gemara says, Pligi bo Ravach Ravinus. Taka machlokes. Chad Omer once says, in such a case,
since the buyer did not speak out lamakve that he wanted for special food, therefore mekabel, he accepts it the way it is, and even though one tenth is no good, he'll accept it. And one says no. Since the seller said matve shoyayin, the seller said, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, which is mashma good wine. And that alone means you have to give him 100% good wine, and if anything is no good, the buyer does not have to accept it. So that's a machlokes. Yeah.
The one that says that he accepts upon himself one tenth bid, daik mid Rav Zvid. He makes this from Rav Zvid. Why?
Tiktoni said, Mativ shal yain, ani meichlocho, noisav lo yain shekulu yofa. That if the seller says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, that's mashma 100% good wine, and he has to give 100% good wine. The yakimna we put in. What's the case talking about? The yom lele makfa. Also, Rav Zvid learned there that the buyer had to specify and say, "I want it for good use. I need it for my food." So therefore, the diik is time with the yom lele makfa. Only because the buyer also said he wants it lamakfa for good use. That's why the seller has to give him 100% good wine. But holy omale lamakfa, mashma, if the buyer did not speak out that he wants this wine for special uses, then mekabel, then taco, he accepts upon himself that even though one tenth of it is bad wine, still he accepts it. So that's one diak. Oman diyama loy mekabel, but the one that says no in such a case, the buyer does not accept any bad wine at all, daik mi brisa. He makes dig from the brisa. Diktoni, the brisa says, Martiv shoyayin ani moich lecho. If the guy says that I'm selling you a cellar of wine, so the brisa says, Tam, noisen lo yayin shekulu yofa. By you saying you're selling a cellar of wine, that means good wine. And you have to give 100% good wine. V'yakimna, and the Breister itself didn't make any conditions. The Breister itself learned from the Loyom Lele Makfa, that the buyer did not even speak out and say he wants this wine for the special purpose of food. Therefore, if you medai from the Breister is mashma, that once the Meicher says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, that means 100% good wine. And therefore, he has to make sure it's all good wine. If anything is no good, he gets his money back. We have to give him good wine. So the kids is a child. Will you medayik from Rav Zvid or the Brisa? So most like this. Uleman the daik with the Rav Zvid. Even the one that makes the from the Rav Zvid, chura kasha Brisa. The chur you medayik from Rav Zvid, but still a kasha from the Brisa. The Brisa is a mashma that even though the lakeach does not speak out lamakfa, still it means 100% good wine. It's like, how could Rav Zvid argue on the Brisa? So I'll tell you like this. Chasurei Mechzor, something was missing here in the Brisa. Vachi Ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Brisa. B'med Dvor Mamurim. When was it said? When did the Brisa say that it's a good sale, 100% good wine? The Omalei Lamakva. Rav Zvid is going to add into this Brisa also. Now when does the Brisa say that if the seller says, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, which means 100% good wine, it's only if the buyer also spoke out and said, I need it for special uses. I need it for my special meat. Then, holy omale lamakva, mashma, if the buyer did not speak out, I need it for special use, mekabel, then taki has to accept even bad wine, even 10% of bad wine. What about omativ zesho yayin? What about the seller says, listen, I'm selling this cellar of wine. Not stam a cellar. But I'm telling you clearly, I'm selling you this cellar of wine. V'loy omale lamakfa, and the buyer did not say, I want it for special usage. Then the lachur is, noisem lo yayin hanimcha b'chanus, that the sale goes through, even though it's 100% bad wine. Because the seller said, listen, I'm selling you this wine. This wine means the way it is. and you did not say anything special, you wanted for special uses, Tenechlami. Therefore, that's the halacha that you have to accept that even though the whole wine is not top, it is wine that's sold in a store, means not the best wine. Now, Ulaman the Daik Mibraisa, but the one that made the Daik Mibraisa, Kasha the Razvid, was a Kasha the other way. His Mashmur Razvid said over the name of Rabbeishia, it was also like a Braisa. So, who is the steer with one Braisa on the other Braisa? So, if you're dying from one Braisa, what do you do with Rabbe Zvid? The Ukma, Yekash Razvid, the Ukma, the Yom Lamakva, that he said the only time that the Lakeach receives 100% good wine is when he speaks out he needs it for good purpose. But if he doesn't speak it out, he doesn't get it. Even when the seller said, I'm selling you a seller of wine. So what do you do then? So, but if the buyer did not say, I want it for special uses, mikabel. So it's a steer, it's not like the brisa. It's not like the brisa. So Mora says, no. I'll tell you, the brisa learns, who had din the yafagav de lo yom le lamakva. They'll learn, no, even though the buyer did not say that he wants it special for his meat. Still, Lema Kabul, still, when the seller said, I'm selling you a seller of wine, that means I'm selling you a class wine. And therefore the buyer has a right to say, I'm not accepting nothing less. You have to give me 100% good wine. Lema Kabul, I'm not Mekabul anything bad. Why did the Braisa say that Itaka spoke out and Itaka said that he wants it for special for good wine? That was only not to make a theory before one Braisa, one on the other Braisa. Benachnami, it would stim even without that. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, Yayin Hanimcha Bechanus Ishno. Wine that's sold in a store, if you go down to the store, this is already class B or C wine. It's not the fresh wine that you get from the cellar. It's wine that's in the store. You know, you go down, I don't mention any names there, but you know, you go down to some grocery store and they can give you a last year stuff there. It could be wormy in there, whatever it is there. So if you go down to a store, he says, still you make a bracha bar pri agafen. Even though the wine may not be so good, still, you make a bracha bar pri agafen.
Old wine is better than new wine.
What?
Old wine is
it depends how it's kept and where and when. It could get preferable, you know. Depends how they keep it. Keep it in the barrels is good. Keep it in glass, I don't know about that. Could get spoiled. Rav Chizdur Omar Gabe. Rav Chizdur Omar Gabe Chamro di Akrim Lomeli. He says, no. Wine that got spoiled, what do you want? In other words, I think he says you don't make a bar pri agafen. That it's spoiled wine. Rishbam says like Lumley. Rishbam says, Levara Cholov, why should you make a bracha bar pri agafen? Like, it's bad wine. It's like wine, you know, it's a little bit sour already. So don't make a bar pri agafen. Elul zot Rishbam, shaklon yibit varoi. Vayayin nimka bachanus, ho yayin ra. Here he speaks out. Wine that's sold in a store is called bad wine. What does that mean? Shera, shereichoi chaymetz. It smells like vinegar already. But for time of yayin, adayin, that's the pshat. In other words, it's beginning to become sour. It's like it smells like vinegar, but really it still tastes like wine. So it's a shayla, what bracha do you make of this wine? If you have wine, it's nagei lamai, sometimes you have a bottle of wine that's a little bit sour. It smells bad. So wine, the kitza that smells bad, the wine smells like vinegar. But if you can hold your nose and taste it, it tastes like wine. What bracha do you make? That's machlokes. First one says you still make a bar pri agafen, and Rav Chizdur says no. There's a lesson here. Rav Chizdur ma gabi chan v'diakim lomeli. So what's his mitzvah? We have a kasha. Al ha'pash ifsho, if you have bread that got spoiled, v'yal ha'yayin shehikrim, and wine also that became to come spoiled, which Pashit means like this, that starts to smell like vinegar ready. You have a piece of meat ready that you can't tell it looks like meat anymore. It lost its surah, it lost its look. You know, its kissa is getting pretty rotten already. So tavshil doesn't mean a piece of meat. Tavshil means like a piece of cake. That's something that would have been a different bracha. But now that these things are not in top shape, Halachah is it loses its chashivis of a bar fragofen of a valmaitzer bar mini mezoinis, and all you have to make is a shakal neighbor barai. So it's a riot to Rav Chisda. It's a riot to Rav Chisda that on ruined wine, it loses its special bruch of bar fragofen, and all you make is a shakal neighbor barai. Amar Rav Zvid said, Moed Rav Yudah, agrees, the purtsumo, the mizdavin akarnaso. Purtsumo, this type of stuff that's sold in the corner, Zashban says, purtsumo means yain ra, yoisa, the different types of bad wine. Bad wine, it's even worse that's sold in the store. Shein Nimka, it's not even sold in the store. Ella Bikronis here. You can only buy this in a corner. You know, the guys that go to a corner of the store, we call the bums that sell on the corner of the streets there, those guys sell this. That's even worse. The Pasha's Drachim.